Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And welcome back. And Reese Davis joining us later this hour. We'll get his view of the upcoming college football season. And back to the calls we go. And Tom is up next in Alabama. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about all the grief that people are bestowing upon these football players, football coaches, football programs, and universities. They keep saying, well, they're allowing these kids to do this and allowing these kids to do that. I'm a 23-year veteran of the military, and we have the same problem. We have kids who are coming out away from home, from mommy and daddy, and they sit, as soon as they get money in their pocket, they go out and they do stupid things. The military loses 20% of its first-time enlistment due to disciplinary issues. College, somewhat the same way as well. And everybody's all up in arms trying to blame the football programs or this program or that program, or when it comes to the military, it's the military's fault. You know, some of these parents need to take responsibility for the way they raise their kids and not teaching them how to do a budget, not teaching them that, hey, maybe when you get a car, you don't need to be racing around and doing all these things because this can happen, that can happen. And trying to put the blame on Kirby Smart or Nick Saban or the basketball coach at Alabama or somebody for somebody else for doing something is completely ludicrous. And my second question is, now that the SEC is going to be bringing in other colleges in, are you going to be changing your theme song?
Tom, thank you for the call. I would think we will, yeah. That's a year away from right now, and there has been some conversation about that. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Jay is up next. Hey, Jay.
Hey, roll tide, Paul. How's it going today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you. When does the SEC Nation schedule come out, or do y'all kind of like go from week to week? When does that come out?
I would think the first week or two would come out in around media days. They usually have a really good idea where they're going at the beginning of the season, and then after the season begins, it is literally week to week.
That's what I thought. I love starting my Saturday out with y'all.
Well, thank you.
You and Laura and Tebow. I used to watch College Game Day all the time with Corso and Curb Street, but I swear y'all giving them a run for their money.
Well, thank you, Jay. We'll have the host of College Game Day on in about 25 minutes. I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that. let's talk to Guy in Macon, Georgia. Hello, Guy. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. I just first wanted to start out by giving a shout-out to the Mad Dog in Macon, a good friend of his. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Epsilon New Dog Talk, the greatest Georgia group chat in the country. Hmm. But I just wanted to talk about everyone saying, well, Georgia's schedule is so easy. No one doubts us. Last year we won the national championship, and they said no one's doubting Georgia. No one's saying anything. Y'all are expected to be here. But there were haters out there. There were people saying, well, if Bama didn't lose Mechie and Jameson Williams, y'all wouldn't have won that one. Now we have people, Marvin Harrison didn't get hurt, y'all would have lost that one. You're a field goal away. The doubt is there, and people are denying that. And so I think that Kirby Smart is using it to his advantage, and rightfully so, because I do think that there are people out there creating these narratives. And it's not our fault that Alabama's backup wide receivers weren't any good or that Ryan Day kind of blew that game for him. I just think that the hate and the narrative that is there is a good one. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that kind of.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And you know, I have found the whole Mechie-Williams conversation to be really laughable, considering that one was a transfer in and all those great recruiting classes couldn't have come up with better wide receivers to deal with the possibility of injury. That's not possible.
Exactly.
I think seasons depend on certain situations. And last year, Alabama underperformed. I don't really care what anyone says. I know what I saw. And there's a lot of alibiing now about how it could have been this or it could have been that. But I think Alabama was pretty lucky to go 11-2 last year.
I agree. People say they were a couple plays away from being undefeated, but I also think that they were a couple plays away from being 8-4 or whatever it was.
Yeah, and that's with I've been wrong on this before because I thought Tua Tagovailoa was the best quarterback I've ever seen at Alabama, but he's already been surpassed by Bryce Young. And
agreed.
We don't even know who the quarterback is going to be this year. And, you know, the talent at Alabama hasn't deviated really in 15 years. It's just simply a matter of what Nick Saban does with it, how he develops it, and most important, what does he have in the assistant coaching room. And I know what he had last year. He had two coordinators that needed to have been fired before last season. I don't know what he has this year.
Right. I agree.
Well, we know what he has in Kevin Steele. We don't know what he has in Tommy Rees. And that to me will help determine a lot of what happens, because Rees is going to be the most critical coach on the team in determining who the quarterback is going to be.
And I have a feeling that he's got his guy there from Notre Dame, the one that threw more interceptions than touchdowns last year. But it'll be interesting to see how their quarterback room shapes up.
Thank you very much. Butch is in Georgia, and you are next up. Hey, Butch.
Hey, Mr. Paul, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Appreciate your show, and appreciate you taking my call. You were talking to Mr. Bernhardt there at the start of the show, and I live one county west of Greene County, and I also played football in 1970, and I'm thinking I might have played against Mr. Bernhardt. I don't know, but long story, make it short, we suffered the same situation. We started a private school in our county. And lo and behold, we started a 1970 season, two white guys, myself and another guy, and they called us the Oreos because the white guy was the center and I was the tight end. But make a long story short, I kind of think I might have played against Mr. Bernhardt, and brings back old memories. I'm a volunteer for the Putnam County High School football program. 72, still run up and down the sidelines on Friday night holding the chains, and haven't missed a game since 1985, but I missed two games when I had COVID one year. So I just wanted to call and talk about, you know, Mr. Bernhardt and how we are. You know, we might have played together against each other.
Well, I'm sorry you don't remember more, because I was really curious what kind of ball player Tony was.
Well, Paul, 1970 was a long time ago.
Well, no, I'm acutely aware of that. But I will. Sure, when the book comes out, we'll find out, because it's obviously going to be in the book. But I knew Tony played on that team, because I remember I talked to him a couple of years ago as he was just starting that project. But that's really fascinating. Think about it. Everybody has stories to tell, but it's not easy, I think, for a lot of people to understand the complexities of the times. And you had integration occurring throughout the South, and everywhere else for that matter, but more prevalent in the South. And I've interviewed a number of players, especially on the college level, that said that it didn't matter, that once you became a teammate, color was irrelevant. It's, could you do your job and execute And yeah, there were a lot of other things outside of the football field that where race played a big role. But it was a great experience for the many, many players that I've talked to. But high school football is a little bit different than college football. There's a better infrastructure around a college team than in a small town in Anywheresville, USA. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Reese Davis later on. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back, and Kevin is up next as we continue from Texas. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. How are you today, Paul?
We are doing well.
Man, I've tried to call you a bunch of times. You don't ever answer your phone till today.
I've been a little tied up lately, but I'm free now.
Okay. I got something to say here. Man, all these Alabama fans be whining and whining about losing two games. Y'all ought to try being an Aggie fan sometime. Man, it's like the hardest job in America here.
What's so tough about it, Kevin?
Would you agree with me? Man, we get our hopes up and we get beat down every year. Then we spend all this money for nothing.
Well, I don't know. I would say for nothing. I mean, you guys are coming off of a very exciting 5-7 season.
Yeah. You didn't go to none of them games, did you? There wasn't nothing exciting about the games I went to this year.
Well, I did happen to catch the Aggies against Appalachian State, Alabama. They did beat LSU at the end of the year.
Yeah, I went to the Appalachian State game. Woo! Horrible.
Well, I was happy for Appalachian State.
Hell, I don't even remember the second half. We was too drunk.
Well, you can't say it was a completely lost cause, was it?
I guess not. At least they hired an offensive coordinator this year.
I mean, if you get drunk when your team is losing, does it help the game go by more quickly or not?
Well, I'm going to give that a big no.
Okay. Well, Kevin, I don't think you were drunk enough.
But it makes it more interesting. Huh?
I don't know if you were drunk enough.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be so drunk that you actually think it's funny that your team is losing to Appalachian State.
Yes. There you go. How do you think they're going to do this year?
I am high. Here we go again. I'm really high on the Aggies, Kevin. I think you have a lot to be excited about.
I really do. I say 10-2 or 9-3.
I agree. And to me, there are a couple of tough games. I mean, at Miami, that should win that game. I think the Aggies have a shot at being undefeated when Alabama comes to town.
I agree.
And then it gets really tough. I think Alabama's a loss. I think at Tennessee's a loss. At Ole Miss, I think the losses are more prevalent in the second half of the season.
And I hope Alabama's got that same quarterback they had last year.
He's there. Yeah, he is. He's still around. Hey, thanks for the call, Kevin. And ease off on the bourbon, okay?
Hey, brother. I wanted to apologize for yesterday. Man, I didn't mean to go off you like that. Was it towards you? I'm sorry about that, Paul. But I'm excited about this season, and I think we go 10-2. And I want your thoughts on it. And I hope you're not mad at me, man. It wasn't towards you at all.
Mad? I never get mad.
All right. Well, you're like a brother to me, Paul. I want you to think of this. I think 10-2 or better is more likely. I think that we don't lose to Lane Kiffin. We're gonna beat the crap out of his sorry team this year. And I wanted your thoughts on the fact that. You think the NCAA even go after this NIL crap? I think they lose again to go on court. Yeah. What's your thoughts? And
so Matt, which two games do you have A&M losing this year?
Okay, if I have to be honest, I think it's Tennessee is one of them.
Okay.
And I think maybe South Carolina.
But not at Miami, not Bama at home, not Ole Miss or LSU. Or you just mentioned LSU.
I said not LSU. No, I mentioned South Carolina, Tennessee.
Give me one reason why you think you're going to win in Baton Rouge this year.
Okay, I'll give you one good reason. Because they have missing many holes. We turn more experience this year. And we have a five-star quarterback, Carl Wittman, and Max Johnson, who I'm good with either one being the quarterback this year. And Max Johnson knows how to play against LSU Tigers.
I don't know about that. AC is up next. Hey, AC.
Mr. Feinbaum, thank you so much for taking my call. How you feeling, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Feinbaum, let me tell you something. Probably this is the truth. Probably I tell you I love you more than your wife ever tells you I love you. Am I correct or not, Mr. Feinbaum?
No one has ever said it as often as you, AC.
Because I love you. All right? I love you. There we go. This is the way how human interaction is to go. Because I said it many times, you changed me, but you changed me in the positive way. I guess to show you some love. Did I ever curse you out?
No.
That's right.
Not like Matt.
Because I know how to... I'm sorry?
I said not like Matt did the other day.
Sure. That's not the way how my mother raised me, okay? So I cannot use foul language. Because I know my mother is not listening. If she did... I don't know what would happen to me tonight. Because, again, you got to understand, I was born in Bangladesh, and I'm from there, so you should know the culture a little bit, how everything is handled. They say country boy such and such to people in Bangladesh. This is nothing. We saw horrible things, okay? So your country boy...
No, AC, I have a very good friend who worked in Bangladesh for a number of years in the ministry.
Yep,
so
you told me. Yes, sir. You told me about... probably 4 years ago. I recall that conversation.
It's a tough place to live.
Oh, yes. It could be tough. It could be easy. But, again, a lot of things goes on that I don't want to disclose. But it's a beautiful country. I feel like every country is beautiful. But it's the government who's running the country. They make it horrible. But that's not the case. You know, when you put Dwayne on from Louisiana and when you put Matt in San Antonio on, might as well record their conversation and just put it on for 365 days. Same thing. All right, Paul, LSU's going to do this and that. We heard that already. Matt in San Antonio. And, you know, A&M is going to go 11-1. Up with something different. When AC calls it, you have no clue what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes I make my decision at the last time, at the last minute. Excuse me. Why? Because I'm just good like that. But there's one script Mr. Feinbaum already knows before I hang up. I'm going to say, I love you. So what happened to Larry and Shelby? He's not telling you how much he loves you. Larry, you better call in. Get us a love line, boy. It should be like this. This is how it goes, Larry. I love you, Mr. Feinbaum.
We will take a short break. I may be taking a long break, but we'll be back. Reese Davis joining us shortly.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And welcome back. Always great to catch up with Reese Davis, of course, the host of Basketball Game Day, Football Game Day. He deals with the draft. He deals with so many other important issues. But it's summertime, so we thought we would see what in the world was Reese up to as we head toward the 4th of July. Reese, thanks for being here. What you don't get a lot of time off, but what do you do when you do get some time off? Good afternoon.
Paul, I'm just hanging out with my wife mostly, and we're traveling back and forth to watch my son play in the United Shore Professional Baseball League. So I'm a big Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers fan this summer. So that's taking up our time, but we love doing it, and he's playing great. So that's what we're doing mostly, and waiting on my daughter to return from the West Coast. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Well, I know. I mean, this has been something you've done every spring and summer because he's been a really good ball player. What's it like for somebody who spends so much time in front of a camera, into a microphone, commenting on other people's activity when it's your own?
It's awesome, and it's agonizing. You can't do anything about it. And there's nothing better as a parent than whatever your child is doing than to watch them pursue their goals. But it's also agonizing because you want it so badly for them. You're far more nervous than they are. You know, whether it's my daughter on a stage or my son playing ball, they're way cooler about it than dad and mom are, especially dad.
Do you have to be careful, though, Reese, because I'm sure you don't like some of the calls. I mean, you are, after all, fairly well-known. You can't, like, run down there and grab the umpire, can you?
I can't, though I would like to from time to time. A quick story, Paul. A couple of seasons ago in a college summer league here in New England, there was a call which I didn't agree with. It was not even involving my son. It was involving a teammate that I didn't even know. And so they rung him up on strikes. And then the kid said something to the effect, I was close by the stands, and the stadiums are pretty small. And he said, that wasn't close. And the umpire threw him out of the game for that. And then walked over to the dugout and stared into the Bristol Blues dugout and said, who wants to be next? Well, I was up in the stands, and it hit me sideways for some reason. And I stood up and I said, how about me? And my wife grabbed my shirt and pulled me down. She said, people could get out their phones and video you. Stop. So I didn't get run. That was all I said.
I think it'd be a good look.
I'm pretty quiet at these games, except for saying, come on, let's go to Christopher and his teammates. That's pretty much all I say at these games.
Well, I'm sure as you're watching the games during the break in the innings, fans are occasionally are peppering you about college football. What kind of questions are you getting this summer?
Well, because it's in the state of Michigan, they're asking me if Michigan's going to win the national championship. And I was just talking to Jamari before I came on, and I heard a snippet of your conversation with John Bacon. And at least to start the season, and I believe rankings should be very fluid early, I'm going to have Michigan number one in the preseason. And I heard the reasons John said, but my biggest reason is they are one of the few contenders who have enough everywhere else and a proven quarterback who I believe is going to be much better. He was already good, but I think he's going to take a giant step forward, J.J. McCarthy, this upcoming season. Now, if Georgia comes out and shows that they're locked in at quarterback, then I'm probably going to move the Bulldogs back to number one pretty quickly. But at least to start, Michigan has offensive linemen, and they've added to it through the transfer portal. I think they'll be good enough on defense. They also helped themselves with a pass rusher on defense and McCarthy. And obviously they have two terrific running backs. But McCarthy's the big thing to me. He is potentially an elite player. And if he can take that next step to that, then I think that gives Michigan a chance. But before the Georgia fans call in and say, you know, that I don't know what I'm talking about, it's Big Ten, Georgia has a better roster top to bottom. There's no question about that. But I want to see the quarterback play, and I don't think that's too much to ask. Same deal at Ohio State, same deal at Alabama as well.
The internet may already be broken. I haven't had a chance to look down with recent Michigan starts the season at number one. So on the Georgia front, assuming that they can figure out the quarterback situation, and obviously they already have, and it's effective. But the issue with Georgia is how long will it be before we really know how good they are?
No question. They have the trip to Tennessee. And, you know, maybe South Carolina is better. And Georgia's biggest hope, I think, is that somewhere on that schedule that someone is better than advertised or better than expected. Maybe it's Kentucky. Maybe it's Ole Miss. I expect Tennessee to be really good. Maybe it's South Carolina early. Maybe they beat South Carolina early and then the Gamecocks go on and you know, have a really nice season. But they put themselves in a difficult spot if Tennessee plays well, because there's not a lot of there won't be a lot on the resume to back them up for an at-large bid if, say, they were to lose to the Vols and Tennessee goes to the SEC championship, potentially wins the SEC championship, or Alabama or LSU win the SEC championship. Georgia wouldn't have a lot to go on based on what we see in the schedule right now. Football judgment? Probably. You know, look, if they whack everybody by, you know, 30 and then, you know, lose on a field goal at Tennessee, then they're still probably one of the four best teams. But I'm just saying there's not a lot of room on that schedule to have many stumbles.
Let me get to Bama, because it's a never-ending topic, as you know. You're from that state and that school. Frame the conversation since we last talked college football with you about Alabama and what's at stake.
Look, I don't think that, you know, Saban's finished, that they're on the decline, but they've had an embarrassingly good run of quarterback play. And there were never even really a ton of questions, save maybe Jalen Hurts' freshman year, and he answered those fairly quickly. Otherwise, really since then, they've been really solid at the quarterback position. Not just solid, they've been exceptional at that position. This year, we don't know that yet. So I think it's the most important position on the field. I know they would like to establish a run, get tougher on the line of scrimmage, especially on the offensive line, and be able to get short yardage, which they haven't really done well last couple of years, to be honest about it. But I don't know that you can win a championship just doing that. The quarterback's going to have to make plays, whether it's Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson or Tyler Buchner, whoever emerges as the quarterback. You're going to have to be able to make plays down the field. That's the nature of the modern game. So that's the biggest thing for me to determine whether they will be a contender or not. And again, we'll probably learn a lot in the Texas game early in their schedule, in contrast to Georgia's, is pretty tough. They play, I think, what is it, 5 or 6 of the top 13, according to SP Plus or something, in over the course of the season. They do have the good fortune that a lot of those games are at home, but they've got a pretty tough road ahead of them. They'll need a quarterback to not only win the job and mature, but to perform at a high level if they're going to regain their customary place in contending for the SEC and the national championship.
Reese, you referenced Nick Saban, and you know him so well. Have sat with him privately and on the set so often, and you were with him during that moment that went viral that people are still talking about at the national championship game. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since then. We know what everyone interpreted, even though it didn't exactly comport with what was said. What was it like sitting there watching that?
It just didn't, Paul, and I know that's extraordinarily disappointing to a lot of people, because as tied as I am with Pollock, he wasn't trying to stick it to him. David just says what he thinks. You know that. You've been around him a lot, and he wasn't wrong. And I don't think it even really hit Nick sideways. I'm not even sure Nick was really I don't know that it really raised his antenna that much until people mentioned it to him. And then, as you know, one of the great motivators of our time in any sport will do, I'm quite certain that they found a way. they found a way to pass that message along to the players. So, but in terms of it being awkward, or Nick storming off the set, or there was not even anything remotely close to that. I don't even think it really surprised him. I think he just took it as something that's pretty factual at the moment, that George is on top of the Heat.
Talking to Reese Davis, speaking of the one school we have not mentioned that will be mentioned prominently, and that's Ohio State. We last saw them as the clock struck midnight. You've already given us your thoughts on Michigan. What about the Buckeyes?
Well, it's sort of like Georgia in a lot of ways, Paul. They are immensely talented up and down the roster, but we don't know for sure. We know they have talented guys. You're not on scholarship to play quarterback at Ohio State if you're not talented and if you're not capable. But they're not proven at that spot yet. So that's my pause for them, and the fact that they go to Ann Arbor against a team that I believe is capable of winning the national championship. Just because I'm having them preseason number one doesn't mean I'm saying Michigan's the favorite to win the championship. That's just a starting point based on what I believe they have returning. But I think Ohio State, that trip to Notre Dame in September will be a high-profile marquee game, whether it proves to be an elite-level playoff spot-determining type of game. That remains to be seen based on how good the Irish will be. But, Ohio State is certainly capable of going back to the playoff. But I want to see quarterback play from them as well.
Reese, before you go, it's been 4 weeks since the SEC made a controversial decision to stay at 8 games. Probably won't have a big factor. It won't be a big factor this year because they're already playing 8. Next year, they'll be playing 8 while the CFP goes to 12. Your thoughts on that, and without knowing anything other than speculating and knowing the people on the CFP, what do you think it's going to mean to them?
In terms of getting a playoff berth, I don't think it's going to have a huge impact unless you have the misfortune of your overall schedule not being strong. I mean, we talked about Georgia earlier. That might be an example of someone who could fall into a trap like that. I suspect that long term that they'll go to 9 games. Personally, I think they should go to 10 games. I think that's the best way to enhance your revenue and your share, market share, and all of those types of things to give more good content. And perhaps that is something that will be discussed and negotiated at levels beyond yours and mine. But I really wanted them to go to at least 9. I think they should go to 10 and play another Power 5 opponent outside the conference in addition to that. And I'm hopeful that at some point they will. Because once we get to 12 teams, especially if everyone continues to upgrade their schedules, then you're going to have 3 and perhaps 4 lost teams in the playoff. I mean, I think I went last year and looked at what the 12-team playoff would have been a season ago, and you had multiple 3 lost teams in the field. So it's not going to be disqualifying. Now, granted, I do think that one of those was conference champion. I think Kansas State would have been in there too. And Clemson would have had an automatic bid. But it's not going to be disqualifying the way it is. When you get a field as big as 12, and maybe someday in the not-too-distant future it might go to 16, you're going to have multiple lost teams, and that's when it's going to be incumbent on the committee to evaluate what kind of team they are, not just from the football judgment, but from who did you play and who did you beat. And because of that, I think it would behoove all of these large conferences to play all of them. Most of them are playing 9, but I would suggest playing 10.
Fantastic conversation. Many thanks, Reese. We'll see you soon. Reese Davis joining us to help us get ready for the college football season. He said so much. I don't want to recapture all of it, but Michigan number 1, that was fascinating. And then the behind-the-scenes story of Saban at the CFP, I've never heard that before. That was just downright intriguing to hear. We'll take a short break. Your reaction to all of that when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships,
your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome back. Let's check in with Dr. Price. Great to have you back on the show, Dr. Price. Good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm enjoying this year and your program so much.
Thank you.
My school of LSU has had such success, and it just shows we got a wonderful athletic director. We're getting first-class coaches and players, and the players are behaving, and it is just a joy in my 96th year to see LSU do so well. And also, I just want to mention that I go way back with the SEC. I used to read the Shreveport Times and read about Frankie Sinkovich.
Sinkovich, yeah.
At Georgia, and I saw Gilmer play when he was at Alabama. I was there the night that the Ruston Rifle beat the Irish in Baton Rouge.
Bird Jones.
Have been wonderful. We had wonderful athletes through the years. Our track team is not what it was, but it's still good. But we have got a long history of having wonderful track teams. So I just
well, Dr. Price, what part of you mentioned Shreveport? Are you from Northwest Louisiana?
Well, I grew up in a little place called Bernice.
Oh, sure.
Which is right above Ruston.
Oh, yeah.
The home of Louisiana Tech.
Of course. And, yeah, I started my career in Shreveport. That's why I was curious about that.
I knew that, and I knew that you had mentioned several times your experience in Shreveport. I'm actually living in Bossier City right now,
oh, yeah.
But I practiced medicine in Shreveport for 50 years, and it's a wonderful place. Right now we're having a little problem with crime, but we'll get it under control.
Now I'm trying to remember. I remember Shreveport was in Caddo Parish. Is Bossier in a different parish?
That's right. It's across the river, and it's in Bossier Parish.
Bossier Parish. Okay. It's amazing how you remember stuff like that. But I was there right after they built that track, and Bossier was really an ascending community at the time. I haven't been back in a long time.
Yes, we're progressing, and we're one of the fastest growing areas in the state of Louisiana.
Well, Dr. Price, it's a pleasure again to speak with you. That call that you had a couple of months ago really meant a great deal to all of us here.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your show. I think you try to give everybody a fair shake and to express themselves and do a lot to help people that are in distress like cancer and other problems. And I wish you the very best, and I hope that if you are attending LSU game football this year, that maybe I'll get down to meet you. I'd love to meet you.
Well, Dr. Pricey, I plan on being down there, and it would be my pleasure. Thank you very, very much. What a 96-year-old doctor. He told us his story the one time when he called in. And Terry is up next in Georgia. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How you doing? I'm just having a little problem with my phone, but I'm back on now. Hey, listen, I want to talk about those Ole Miss Rebels a couple of minutes, okay?
Sure.
Kiffin already has four quarterbacks, but I think he wants one more. Are you available to try out?
There's not enough room in that quarterback room for another person to get in. It's all occupied. I mean, only Lane Kiffin could. I mean, we're not just talking about average quarterbacks either. I mean, he's got some hosses in there.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. You probably know more about this than I do, but what's the advantage? I know that he likes competition, obviously, in the quarterback room, but four, and he's got a kid signed, you know, committed. 24
you really, you do not need that many because you're going to lose at least half of them. Hey, thanks, Harry, for the call.